You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
And hello and welcome to a new episode of Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network, presented by Comics on Comics. I am Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And thank you for joining us. Hope you guys all had a nice holiday. And we are leading into 2015, so this will be our last episode of the year. So we'll do two of, we got two weird ones today.
Really weird ones.
Really weird ones. And I wanted, this is actually where we're a first digital one, digital comic.
Ooh, fancy.
Because I got an iPad and I decided to buy a digital, you know, just to get to, I got Comixology, and I'm like, I'm going to start buying some comics. You know, they have them on there for about $2.
Yeah.
For some of the individual issues, which I think is still pretty, they should sell for $1. And they do have some for $1,
mm-hmm.
which isn't bad. But it's not, you know, something, I don't know, I feel like
they're overcharging.
It's overcharging for considering, you know, I buy a lot of comics for $1. You know, I think that it's funny because I feel like a very big snob about not being able to buy a comic book for less than $1.
Well, no, it's just that it's, you know, it's a digital issue, so there's no printing and stuff involved. And it's old. It's not like this is brand new. This is from 2000.
This is 2011, actually.
Oh, is it 2011? Oh, the other one's from 2000. Okay, yeah. 2011. It's still old. It's not like it just came out yesterday.
And it's not like it's in big demand. You could just literally right. get, I don't know why, I'll be honest, so I don't know why it's
one,
free.
This one should probably be like 99 cents.
Yeah.
Because like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that one first then.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about this one. So the first one we're going to do is From the Vault Defenders number one.
I believe it's a one shot.
It is a one shot. It is the only one that they made of this particular one. And it's just like a, I think it's just a, basically the way that I, from what I gathered at reading the little blurb at the end, it's basically like it was a story they had, but they only had the art. And so they were like, well, let's just make, we didn't have a script, so.
Let's just write it around the art?
Yeah. So Kurt Busiek just wrote it around the art.
That actually makes a lot more sense now. Oh
yeah, that's why it doesn't, I'll be honest, it doesn't make it any better.
No, it doesn't make it any better, but at least I understand like why.
And I'm kind of bummed because I love the Defenders. We've done Defenders before here, you know. I'm buying all sorts of Defenders issues, you know, and it's from the, you know, from the original 70s 80s run. And they did a few, you know, they did some stuff in the, you know, in the, you know, the new century with them, and I haven't gotten into it, but this is something they decided to do. They decided to get the original four Defenders together, Silver Surfer, Doctor Strange, Hulk, and Namor, and have them
do something?
Do something.
Which, okay, so it starts out that they just, like, appear, right?
Yeah.
They just appear.
Mind slam.
And they're just standing there, but they're not themselves?
Yeah, for some reason they're
other people.
They sound like they're in a frat house.
Yeah, they're like other people in the bodies of the Defenders, but I don't know who these other people are. And again, I'm not a Marvel person, so maybe if I was a super Marvel person, I would recognize some of the names that they throw out, but it's just really like first names too.
Well, it's just first names. I have no idea. I mean, as a guy who, Joe, who's been becoming much more acquainted with Marvel in the past year, I have no idea who this guy is either.
Yeah, I don't know who these guys are.
So other than the fact that, you know, I know who Silver Surfer, Doctor Strange, Namor.
Well, sure. Like, I know who they are supposed to look like, but when they're saying, like, what's one of the guys' name is Tyler.
Yeah,
and that's all he refers to himself as is Tyler. So I'm like, I don't know who Tyler is.
Tyler McBrow.
Yeah, so they're like, oh man, the Silver Surfer's guy is like, am I naked? He's like, oh, I'm the Silver Surfer. So then they, like, decide since they have all these powers, they're gonna play with their powers. I guess. Is that what happens?
Yeah, they decided they're going to just go. I mean, the guy who's the Hulk is just.
Well, he's stuck. He just has to sit there on, like, I get there in some wilderness by, like...
Wait, he's stuck.
Well, like, okay, so the Silver Surfer can get on his little surfboard and fly. Namor can go swimming. Doctor Strange gets to go into that weird, like, reality. But Hulk just gets to hang out in the actual world.
The Hulk can jump really far.
Right, but this guy doesn't jump really far. He's like, fine, everybody's gone until, like, some dude with a, like, monster guy shows up with a bucket and they start building castles together. Like,
yeah.
Literally, that happens.
And I'm trying to figure out, I was like, what story were they planning with this art?
Yeah. I don't know if they... Are these just, like, you know, somebody was bored, so they're, like, drawing shit? Or I don't know.
Yeah, so, yeah, Abomination shows up and he's like, let's... make some fucking sand castles.
Yeah. Silver Surfer is in Silver Surfer Worlds, his home planet. Doctor Strange is...
He becomes, like, one with the universe,
right,
or something.
He's somewhere, like, wherever this metaphysical thing is, where he goes.
Which is weird, because, you know, Doctor Strange is already... This is what I don't get. Like, Doctor Strange is already a... If you're not, like, reading Doctor Strange, like, every month, and you're following him like that, he's kind of a hard... character to understand.
He's a hard sell.
I mean, he's still cool and all, you know, but he's just so weird to get, you know, he's kind of weird to get behind. You know, you have to really be, like, invested in him to kind of understand him and all the stuff that he's up to. And I don't get even what's going on here. Apparently he's...
I don't know, there's, like, signs that say, like, you know, total bliss. Yeah. And, like, alternate reality surgeon. Like, if you go to that one, you get to be a surgeon or something?
That sounds like fun.
That one's kind of weird. So, and then Namor, like, goes under the water, and he sees some chick, and he's like, whoa, what up, hot babe?
Dorma, it's his water wife.
Let's have crazy water wife sex and a picnic. But then, like, the Statue of Liberty is underwater?
Because it's like the Planet of the Apes, but it's water.
Yeah, so I don't know. Apparently it was his victory, but I don't know. Sure.
Yeah, just weird.
Sounds great.
I'm confused here because, okay, it goes without saying that I'm confused.
Right.
And you're confused too.
Right, yeah, no.
Because basically, you know, Hulk's back there playing with
the
same...
And, like, all these dudes show up to hang out with Hulk. Like,
yeah,
like
the
Juggernaut's there.
Leader, Rhino.
And they all want to make sandcastles with Hulk. Literally,
Bybee,
that happened.
Yeah. Like, all these goofs show up and... And then something's going on where all I know is that...
Waterwife chick gets killed somehow.
So Waterwife and Namor... And Namor's actually, I like it. Namor's in his 70s outfit. We talked about it from last week's episode. He's in his 70s black spandex.
Yeah, not his
wing,
little Speedos.
Which I like better.
What, his outfit or his Speedos?
No, the black outfit.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just because it's actually, like, an outfit.
Yeah, it's not just panties.
But then again, I mean, he does swim.
Well, sure. I mean,
so
it makes sense.
If you're going to swim, why would you just not wear underwear while swimming?
Well, that's...
If you can handle...
I'm assuming that's, like, a wetsuit.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Because, you know, you go deep, it gets cold.
Maybe.
Not. I don't know how water guys work.
I think he can withstand all that stuff, though, because he's... He's
Namor.
He's Namor, you know?
Okay, so what happens is, like, he's, like, smooching on this chick, and they're like, like, literally goes, There's a whole panel full of M's. So I'm assuming it just sounds like, And then he's like, man, it would be awesome to fuck right now, but I kind of like this chick named Ramona. And the minute he says that, the Statue of Liberty is, like, spike thing on her head falls off and kills this chick. Kills Namor's water wife. And I guess that's what makes them realize that it's not real.
Yeah, and then now they're in some sort of
weird
brain alien thing.
Yeah, they've been, like, taken over by some alien thing.
Yeah, I forgot what's going on here.
I don't know what's going on here. And then, like, Namor breaks free and helps everybody else free from weird alien guy.
This is actually a very... As I go through this again, this is... pretty much on par for any Defenders story. Because Defenders stories are so fucking weird.
Okay.
You know, and it just doesn't make, they don't make any sense. There's all sorts of weird alien stuff going on.
But then when Namor breaks free from this alien thing, he is actually Namor.
Yeah, now they're all back to themselves.
Dude, yeah. Which, whatever. So now they're free, and then, like, he wakes up Hulk because Hulk gets upset. Because all of his friends leave him and tell him that he's smelly. and that hurts Hulk's feelings, and then him and Namor get in a fight.
But why does he come back from this reality?
And calling him Tyler?
He's calling him by his buddy's name, you know, by their their fake names.
Right, and then doesn't he, go back, because he says something like, why do you call me Tyler?
Yeah,
like, so Namor knows that he's Namor.
But then Hulk becomes Hulk again, because then Hulk's like, Hulk doesn't remember now, and then now they're back.
And then they just start fighting.
Punching.
And then Doctor Strange and Silver Surfer show up, and they're like, this looks normal. Like, and they're not kidding. It looks normal. And I don't know
I guess they went to some sort of alien meat heart.
Sure, yeah.
Because Doctor Strange uses Eye of Amagato. Amagato.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Amagird.
Amagird. Amagurdo. And,
yeah. And then they're fine.
Their minds are not fully taken for some one reason or another. Perhaps, tell me, Steven. They have no idea. Like, they were kind of in it, and they're kind of out of it.
Oh, yeah, and Namor's in his panties again.
Oh, yeah, he's back in his underwear. That's right.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, whatever. And so him and Hulk eventually apologize to each other? I think that happens later.
Yeah, they chill. And Doctor Strange does some sort of
fancy
spell to get them out of this bullshit.
And they go home.
And then they're back on Earth.
Yep. Yes.
And everybody leaves. And that's really it!
Yeah.
But they kind of remember what happened.
Yeah, they're like, man, I'm really glad to that guy who liked that girl.
Because Namor,
that made me realize that everything was fake.
But Namor was like, he remembered to see his water wife, and, you know.
Wait, is she dead at this point?
I think she might be dead.
Okay. So, but he saw, whatever. Yeah.
So I think he was like some sort of dream where he was replaced by a bro.
But it was like almost like him and the bro were sharing a mind.
I guess so, yeah.
And because the bro remembered that he liked that Ramona chick, Namor was able to snap away from Meat Heart and save them all. I think that's what happened here.
Is there a character named Meat Heart?
There should be.
Anywhere? Because that's a good
somebody
name.
Somebody write me a comic book called Meat Heart. Namor's got some, again, I said this last time, Namor's got some really great drag divine eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah, that's Namor's.
He really does.
There should be there's a lady Namor, Namorita.
Namorita.
That's his cousin. She's a blonde.
Sounds like a drink. Like a Namorita, please.
Is there? But it's so, because I know there's like superhero burlesque. Is there superhero drag?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I've seen many drag queens dress up as Catwoman. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, they should do it more.
Poison Ivy.
We need to get, we need to get Namorita.
Also, drag queens dressed up as Disney princesses, big thing.
Well, that makes sense, but that's on some like hardcore, DC comics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen Harley and...
Eh. What about Power Girl?
I'm sure there's a Power Girl. I've never seen one, but I would not doubt that there's a Power Girl.
That's my challenge to all the drag queens out there. I want some obscure DC. I'll get you Who's Who. We're gonna go to Hamburger Mary's. We're gonna sit down. We're gonna talk
somebody
about this.
Somebody be Black Orchid, will you?
Somebody get us the idea. Black Orchid. I need it all. These are.
We're gonna go up to Mikey's and WeHo, and we're gonna tell the drag queens that we want nothing but obscure DC.
I'm gonna rent out the Abbey. We're gonna get this shit
done. I'm sure they would just adore that. They would love that. It'd be so much fun. No, but yeah, absolutely.
Well, but that's the.
So that's the gist.
Marvel from the Vault, Avengers.
Digital issue, first digital issue.
Marvel from the Vault, Defenders.
Oh, yeah.
One shot, weird. One and done.
Fucking
bought it for $2. Worst collection ever.
It really is.
It's actually,
in fairness, the art is very nice.
The art's great.
Yeah, art's great. Art's very, very nice in this book. It just, the story makes no sense, which is why you don't write to the art, I guess. Like, I don't know, maybe you could, but in this issue, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
let's go with that.
But whatever, they tried, you know, and I bought it, and I'm just disappointed because I was like, I wanted something like that I would just dig into. And that's about, I was like, here's the thing. I was like, you know, for one, you know, I'm gonna buy something new-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really own any. We don't really. A lot of our stuff comes from like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, well, that's 70s. Why it's cheap.
And it's just why it's cheap or whatever.
Some of the shit we own is older than we are.
And it's just, but it's older, but it's just like, it's just whatever. Just nobody cares about it.
But also, that's kind of why it's fun.
Well, that's why it's fun, but I feel like it's not. I feel like it's not conducive to like a whole thing. So actually, we do have two new century books.
New-ish.
This one's from 2000.
Well, yeah, that's funny. New-ish.
This is 2000. This one's 2011. So I think we're doing pretty good today.
We're doing good. All right.
Yeah, so that's Defenders, and let's take a break.
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code COMICS149. That's COMICS149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
And welcome back to Worst Collection Ever. We are doing another millennial book.
This is
Martian Manhunter.
Yay, Martian Manhunter. The cover is great. Let's just talk about the cover real quick. It is John, kind of looking like he has a unibrow. John Jones.
Well, he's got a big ridge head.
But the way it's shaded, it looks
First of all, this is Martian Manhunter volume. God, I don't know what volume this is.
Yeah, it says from the pages of the JLA, so I don't
know. No, but it's his own issue. It's his own series.
Right, I know, but I don't know, like, if they pulled it from somewhere.
No, well, before the pages of JLA, because they're probably just kind of, you know.
Right, I guess.
Just referencing it, whatever. Right. But it's Martian Manhunter, issue number 24, November 2000.
Yep.
It is from, you know, it's from his, I think he only had a miniseries before this, and he had American Secrets, so this is, I guess it would be his volume 2.
Sure.
I don't know.
But like the cover we have to talk about, because it's John looking like he's got a huge unibrow, looking very satisfied with himself, sitting in a throne made of Chacos, with a glass of milk, with his feet resting on Booster Gold and Blue Beetle, who are covered in Chacos and unconscious. It's kind of the best cover.
It's kind of great.
It's a great cover.
It's kind of great, and he looks very smug and
very, very satisfied.
He's very satisfied, and you
and
know,
his legs look ginormous.
John, is that the thing about people that you forget about John?
Is that he's huge?
He's a giant fucking.
Well, he can make himself big.
He can make himself bigger, but it's like when people describe him, like when you see him up against like other superheroes and stuff like that, it's like you kind of like, it's weird. It sucks because he kind of blends in as like stature wise, but he really just like you know, when he stamp against like guys like Superman and Captain Marvel and like just fucking giant men, you know, and compared to
he's huge.
You know, like yeah, I mean he's like a big horse, you know, and yeah,
but he wouldn't have to be if he didn't want to be.
No, he didn't have to be, but I mean, but
yeah, I like that he chooses to be a humongous. And you know what? Really, if you could, like, construct your body to be anything and you were hanging out with, like, humongous dudes like Superman, wouldn't you want to be humongous?
He's got some issues, you know, and he wants to be big and,
So it starts with John telling a story that we are going to now watch on the pages of this comic book.
Basically, what happens is John wants some cookies.
He really loves Chacos.
He loves Chacos. We all know he loves his cookies.
But Booster Gold and Blue Beetle are immature dicks.
Well, that's what they always did.
They're immature dicks to their friends because that's what they think is funny. And so Booster Gold and Blue Beetle have decided that it would be an awesome idea to hide all of John's Chacos. Not only are they hiding all of John's Chacos, they have gone to pretty much every store in the neighborhood and bought all the Chacos. So John cannot have any Chacos.
These are government resources at work.
Yeah, good job, guys. So they think it's really funny, and they tell this to Ice and Fire and Guy Gardner, and they're laughing and they think it's funny. Well, John is not funny. John does not think it is funny. He's very upset.
Yeah, he's very upset. And he's got a lot of veins.
He wants to know where the fuck his Chacos are, and everybody's like, oh, I don't know, man, because nobody wants to face the wrath of John. And so he's like, oh, all right, well, I guess I'm just out. I'm going to go to the store.
And so basically, he goes on a rampage.
He hulks out. Like, literally, he starts talking like the Hulk. Not only does he look like the Hulk, he starts talking like him. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, yeah. No, no, absolutely.
And I don't know.
Mars needs Chacos, he says.
Yeah, Mars needs Chacos. And then he starts saying things like, you know, you got cookies, friends, spelled with a Z. John can't find his cookies. And then he starts crying.
Just crying, starts smashing everything.
Yeah, and he's talking like, you know, the Hulk. And then Blue Beetle's like, it's okay. You know, if we knew you were going to react like this, we wouldn't have taken him. And then he's like, oh, fuck.
A Tom Green ad. Look.
Oh, Jesus.
This is very...
What is Tom Green doing these days?
He's got his own show. He's got his own web show.
Internet show.
He's
still doing that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Tom Green show. This is... You can tell this is 2000.
Because Tom Green is in a fucking right guard ad.
Tom Green's in a right guard ad, and on the back is Jackie Chan. So...
Jackie Chan's still doing shit, though.
Yeah, but Jackie Chan, that's it. This is like, these are the things that were hip in 2000. That was it.
So now the Blue Beetle has accidentally confessed to some of the Chacos. They start getting in a huge fight in the middle of the city.
John's jumping around, being a crazy man.
Maxwell Lord is like talking to some guy about the JLI. Just as all this starts happening, and he's trying to like mentally control the guy, he's... talking to, so he doesn't notice the fact that the superheroes literally just broke out every single window in the building. So his nose is bleeding.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
This is before John Maxwell Lord shot Blue Beetle in the head.
Yeah. So they're like, you know, there's lots of thooms and cookies.
there's a lot of thooms.
Thooms and smashes and
thoom. A lot of kapoom, joom.
Yeah.
A lot of big chunky noises.
They're trying to lead John to the warehouse where they have put all the Chacos.
But the thing is, here's the thing: this is the other thing. In the Chacos are all, like, arranged very carefully.
Yes.
So when in this warehouse, that means that...
They have a lot of time on their hands.
That Blue Beetle and Booster Gold, who are not... They're not super fast. Like, Booster Gold can fly.
Sure.
You know, Blue Beetle's really smart. But they literally stacked all the they opened up all the Chacos.
Well, it looks like they're still closed in that picture. They're open in the cover, but... It looks like he's just ripping open boxes.
I don't know. These look like they're... Are these boxes or are these...
Well, those in his hand right there, those are absolutely boxes. But okay. Then I see ones that are not because maybe he's ripping open the box.
Well, we're assuming that they're flying all over the place because he's...
And see, there's a bunch of... I don't know.
Maybe he's ripped open all the... Okay, these are probably boxes here.
Yeah, so he's...
But also, still, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And they rented
That's a lot of cookies, too.
But they rented out a warehouse... But like
government money, because JLA is, you know, it's a government thing, you know, and these are, you know, these are people supposed to be protecting us. And I mean, so I get they're having
fun. Here's my question: we live in a rather populous area with several stores within what, like a 5 mile radius of us. Do you think if we went in and bought every box of Oreos, we would need a warehouse to store them in?
Oh God, no.
No, I don't think there.
You would probably need just like one storage unit. Not even.
Maybe just like a room. Like a bedroom, and I don't even think it would cut like all of them.
If we bought, I mean, it depends.
We're only buying Oreos. We're not buying like the vanilla Oreos. We're not buying like the ones that are like generic store brand. I'm literally just talking if we bought Oreos.
But now here's the thing: like if you can buy, because they probably have boxes of Oreos in the back, you know, like shipping, you know. Boxes that were shipped.
Oh, they have
to them.
A pallet that might be a problem. Like a pallet of Oreos that they haven't put out
yet. I don't know. Can't tell you they would have a pallet.
You never know.
I don't know. I mean,
do people sell a lot of Oreos?
You know, I should ask my brother in law who works in a grocery store how that
you
works.
You actually should because.
I need him for this.
And, you know, it would be really interesting because I would assume, and I may be correct or incorrect, this may be just like a bias thing, you might see more people buying Oreos. Like where your brother is versus where we are.
I'm trying to say Buffalo's fat.
No, I'm just trying to say that maybe people in Buffalo buy more Oreos. As where people where we live in LA are going to be like, you know what? Oreos are vegan. So I take that back.
Oreos are vegan.
So yeah, never mind. Yeah, I was going to say they wouldn't touch them because they're not like vegan or whatever, but they actually are vegan.
They're kale Oreos.
All right.
Anyways, so they, yeah, so they find he's in the warehouse. Max Lord shows up. He's like, "What the fuck?" Mm-hmm. And then they get chewed out.
Yes.
At the JLA building.
But they pull Batman up on the monitor. Which is my favorite part of this, because it's like they're sitting in this, like, you know, some Max Warlord's office. He's got blood just pouring down his face. Oh, he cleaned it up. Okay. One panel he did, one panel he didn't. And then they brought Batman up on the monitor to basically tell John that because he's a Martian, the sugar in the Chacos works the exact same way as, like, heroin would for a human. So he's addicted.
Science!
To Chacos. Which is why he, like, lost his shit.
Because Batman runs physicals on.
Sure, why not? And so Maxwell Lord's like, "Here, why don't you test this? Why don't you have, you know, I'm going to put this Chaco on my desk and you're not going to touch it." But he does. He, like, I don't know, like frog.
He sends out his anthropomorphic tongue.
Yeah, he eats it like a frog.
And so what he decides is that he has, in order, since he's a shapeshifter.
Yes.
What he can do is he can squeeze the addiction cells out of him.
Sure.
Which he does, and it comes out like a black goo.
That says, "I crave."
It craves everything. And it goes around.
And attacks everybody.
And it, you know, goes into everybody, all the other JLAers. And it goes into Ice, who for some reason, well, because she's Scandinavian, so that makes sense. She decides that she wants
Seal.
Seal.
Yeah, she wants, like, a baby, like, Seal.
Like, baby Seals, not the musician Seal.
Yeah. This is not like, "Damn, I really want Seal." No, this is, "I want to eat an actual animal."
He wants to actually eat actual seals, because that's her thing. And so, and I like how, like, Guy Gardner just shoots her in the face.
Yeah. He's like, "Get off my girlfriend."
"Get off my girlfriend."
Shoots her in the face. And then it latches onto him, and he just starts crying for his mommy. And then Fire's just like, "Ugh, whatever." And then it latches onto her, and she wants to be the center of attention. And of course, Booster Gold and Blue Beetle, it doesn't go on to either one of them. They're just taking notes to blackmail people in the future. Because they're good people.
Yeah, they're dipshits.
And so then it goes on to Maxwell Lord, and he just wants to fuck Wonder Woman. And that's weird. I mean, not weird, but, like, creepy in the way that they made him say it. It's just, "I want Wonder Woman, I want Wonder Woman, I want Wonder Woman."
Yeah, no, he also wants Batman to respect him.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Batman
should be still be on the screen.
He went away. I don't know.
He probably went away. Like, he probably, like, "Fuck this shit." Because what time does Batman have to deal with this stuff?
He's just like, "They can handle it."
he's so busy doing all his other stuff.
He's got to make a lot of guest appearances in other people's books.
Yeah, he's got a lot of free time. I mean, I think he schedules it. He's never, you know, because seeing that he's never Bruce Wayne enough. You know, he's probably got a lot of free time to make appearances.
So basically, like, who is... Well, I guess that would be Alfred. Like, Alfred is Batman's...
Who keeps his calendar?
Yeah. It's Alfred. He's Batman's Felicity.
Mm, yeah?
Yeah.
You have a meeting with the JLA. They want to talk about John's Chaco addiction.
Yeah. So I penciled you in for 15. And then you have to be over here to tell Superman he's an asshole for about 6 panels. Then you have to go into your own book for 20. So anyway, like, John incinerates the Crave thing. And it's like, "Oh, I will not be addicted anymore. It's terrible." And then we get this, like, page at the end where he's... The story that he has been telling us about his Chaco addiction, he is actually relaying it to Green Lantern.
Yeah. And
I can't tell which Green Lantern.
Oh, it's Kyle.
Is it Kyle?
Yeah, okay. It's Kyle Rayner.
So he's talking, he's like, you know, some people can be addicted to sex, some people can be addicted to alcohol, but with Hal Jordan, he was addicted to power.
Yeah, because he got all fucked up.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, "Oh, thanks, man, that really helps." And then Wonder Woman walks in and she's like, "Oh, that's a great story." And then John goes, "Yes, true or not, it was a wonderful story. Do you have a cookie?"
Also,
and then it ends.
Wonder Woman has a great perm.
Oh yeah, she's got a nice perm.
She rarely comes up with a perm. She has I don't know if it's a good look for her.
No, it's not a good look for her.
But she has a perm.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So yeah. So apparently,
can we talk more about Wonder Woman's perm. Is there another issue on that?
Oh, there should be. Like, when she got the perm. But really, what this was is this is a story that I think Martian Manhunter made up to tell to Kyle about how people can be addicted to things. Is that what
happened? Or were they just having, like, a talk about, like,
but
drugs?
But that's at the very end. He said Hal Jordan was addicted to power. And then Kyle goes, "You've given me a lot to think about," and walks off.
This is just totally, though, like a throwaway issue, though. Like, yeah. I don't know, because in the next issue, there's a preview, and it looks like he's in a coffin.
Yeah, he looks wrapped up like a mummy.
Yeah, in the present day, yeah, so whatever. So it's like, this is just something where they're like, hey. And it's written by John Ostrander, which I think is pretty fascinating, considering he's a very, he writes a lot of heavy stuff, and then, you know, this is this goofy book.
Well, you know, gotta get away from the heavy stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, write
about cookies, and
I mean, maybe he was just like,
I really want to write a Hulk issue, but no one will let me write Hulk at this particular moment in time, so I'm going to write about Marsh Manhunter being a Hulk, basically being the Hulk.
Being the Hulk, and he's crazed cookies.
And he wants cookies.
It's silly. It's silly, and it works. And the art's actually pretty good.
Sure.
I like it.
Yeah.
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 So anyway, so that's our goofy show this week. You know, we'll have more next time. I guess you can find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean. Also on Instagram and my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm staring at Sean's cookie face. I'm hypnotized by it. So you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jen Stansfield, and I'm on Tumblr at jenstansfield.tumblr.com.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for listening. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year. Yay. And fuck you, 2014.
And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.